We know that usually disciple should follow instruction which guru gives to him. And the question is, is there some situation or obstacles in which in this situation disciple can do like can follow or can do what he feel is better in this situation?
Like, any more specifically?
Sometimes guru can give some.
The guru generally gives basic instructions about bhajan, you know, so that you can do more. Some of your sick, maybe you do less, but basic template, some chant, some kya jap, so much japa you have to chant every day, whatever that is. Then maybe swaran, or maybe puja, or study. Guru doesn't get that much involved.
No, sometimes guru can say, like in some situation, he can tell you something like do like that, do like do this and that, not according, not connecting to the bhajan, your bhajan. Some situation may happen in your life, and like some general situation, and he may tell you something, and should you follow this, and or you can do according to your nature.
It's not exactly clear what your question is, but what I can gather is guru gives it shishya some instructions about particular matters. But in that particular situation, the disciple may not be able to carry out the instruction exactly as the guru said. And is that an offense, or is that wrong, or is the disciple free to respond in a different way or act in a different way? I think that there's flexibility there. I mean, the basic instructions the guru gives is, he tells devotees you should live a moral life, a moral religious life. Obviously vegetarian, etc., etc. And you should do bhajan every day as much as possible. And don't make offenses, don't offend anyone, avoid offenses, and study the books of the Goswamis and Bhagavatam with commentaries. Do your japa, your puja, and try to develop your bhakti. And if you have any questions on tattva or bhajan, then come and see me. That's usually what the guru says. So these are the important things that there's really shouldn't be any question about that. You may want to do more. The guru says, oh, you chant 4 rounds a day. So maybe you chant more rounds. You can always do more. When the guru is giving you instructions about bhajan and about sadhana bhakti and practice of sadhana, if you want to do more, you can do more, but you shouldn't do less. But outside of the basic sadhana, which is called sarup siddha bhakti, if there's other circumstances of whether I should turn right or left, or should I do this or that, in terms of just your daily activities, and your guru is saying you should do it this way or that way, and you may change and do it another way, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If you're not, you know, the guru says I should live a moral life, and you think, no, I'll live an immoral life. No, that can't be accepted. So there's independence. The disciple has independence to make an intelligent choice. The disciple is not a robot. He has buddhi, intelligence means discrimination. Sankalpa vikalpa, accept this, reject this. So guru may say, oh, you should do like this. But actually, he doesn't know. I know more about this than he does. So maybe I do in my own way, slightly differently. Some building thing or some material consideration. But spiritually, the orders of the guru to do a particular sadhana, we shouldn't think we have a better way to do it. And if we have some ideas, we want to change the sadhana that he's given us or change the spiritual shiksha that he's given for our bhajan, then we have to discuss with him. We can't independently say, okay, Gurudev told me to do smaran, but I'm not going to do smaran anymore. I'm just going to chant japa all day. No, that better to check with guru. But just daily activities, if the guru is giving all kinds of instructions about eating and moving and traveling and dressing and, you know, family dealings or interpersonal dealings, the instructions he gives, they may be correct, they may be incorrect. It's the way he understands it. The guru's perfection is his realizations in bhajan and his ability to give Krishna to you. Whether he has some great talent or ability to manage in the material world or make material decisions about movements of people or things or objects, he may or may not have that finesse or that ability. The main role of the guru in the life is to liberate the soul by his mercy, by his instructions, and by his connection. Because the guru connects one with God through the Diksha system. So that's guru's role. But, you know, whether to work at this job or do this or that, that's up to the individual devotee. I mean, it's a very general question. I'm just shooting in the dark. I don't know. Is this the answer? Is this your question? Is this the answer? Or? Yeah, because there's thousands of decisions that every human being has to make, thousands of decisions every day or every month, and it's not, and you can't say, you know, you might ask yourself, well, is this the order of the guru, this decision I'm making? Or the guru doesn't, it's not that he takes over our entire consciousness and that we can't even, you know, what kind of toothbrush should I buy? Is this the order of the guru to buy? I mean, I don't know exactly what you're saying, but there's so many decisions. The devotee has to take an intelligent decision. Like Krishna taught Arjuna in Gita, he taught him so many things. He said, okay, you've heard all this knowledge, and I've given you some very good ideas. Now, do you accept this knowledge? What is your response? He said, yes, I accept the teachings you gave me. I understand them, and with my understanding, with my acceptance, now I'll fight. So the fighting is going, Arjuna is going to fight, and Arjuna is going to pull the arrow, and Arjuna is going to tell Krishna, the charioteer, go left, go right, stop, go fast, go left. And Arjuna will do the fighting. Success or failure is up to Krishna. But Arjuna is the active principal with Krishna in the background. So the guru gives us basic knowledge about how to live our spiritual life. And then we try 100% to live a fully guru-centered spiritual life. But everything that orbits around that Atma, Jivan, that life of the soul, and that's called our body and our relationships and the interacting with the body and our relatives and friends and the material world and all the demands and needs. All those decisions, those are my arrows. I'll shoot the arrows. Krishna's my chair. He's driving me. He's sitting in my heart driving me. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridayashardhana tishtati. Brahmayan sarvabhutani yantrarudani mayaya. This is body's yantra. Krishna's the driver. He drove the chariot, but Arjuna, so I have to shoot all the arrows. I make the decision. Like I make a decision. Or I pray, oh, I have to make a major decision. What is the order of my guru? And I have to think. And then because a disciple, a true disciple, he's always living with two boundaries. Krishna within and guru above. Krishna within. Krishna's in my heart and guru's on my head. My head is at the feet of my guru, Sri Guru Charana Padma. Sri Guru Charana Padma. He's there. So how can I go wrong? My heart is with Krishna and my mind is at the feet of guru. Okay, Krishna, oh Gurudev, please give me intelligence and your mercy. I have to decide this or that. So then you go. And then whatever happens, the disciple accepts it as Krishna's mercy, guru's mercy. So you may make hundreds and hundreds of decisions as a devotee, whether they're exactly the order of your guru or whether they're a modification of the order of your guru or a change of the order of your guru. When it's talking about if your guru is giving you orders about the material aspect of your life, and relationships and husbands and wives or whatever you're talking about, and you're varying those or altering those, there's room for that. But diluting or changing or altering the instructions on bhajan, because it says that Guru Pada Shraya Diksha Adi Shikshanam. So the Guru gives Diksha when he surrender it to his feet, and then he gives Shiksha. Adi Diksha. First he gives Diksha. You surrender, you accept him, Guru accepts you. So now there's a bondage, there's a sambandha. Guru Shishya Sambandha means Krishna Atma Sambandha. If you have sambandha with Guru, then you automatically you have sambandha with Krishna. You become Atma Sama, become one with Krishna. You're one. If you surrender to Guru, you become one with Guru. Becoming one with Guru, you become one with Krishna. One in desire, one in seva. We're the sevak, and Krishna is the savior, object of our seva. So this we can't, we don't change this. So the shiksha he gives us is shiksha and bhajan. Do like this. Then you say, Gurudev, this is my bhajan. You know, some people are doing Mangalartik and all these things, and I from that side. But what I like to do, I get up at 3, 4 like this, depending on my tired. And I wash small washing mouth, is that. Then I just sit and I chant until 7. I don't do Mangalartik. I just chant Mala and I think Leela. And he says, very good. Very good. So then other devotees, they came to Gurudev. I was sitting there and he said, Gurudev, you know, we're doing like this. You know, we heard from Madan Gopal. And he said, no, you don't do that. You get up, you bathe, you put on clean clothes, you get Mangalartik. So they later, these other devotees, they asked me, and they said, how are you doing like this and we're doing like that? Guru gives your bhajan. He gives my bhajan. We say in English, one man's food is another man's poison. I'm eating pakoras. I'm eating pakoras and chutney. It's very good, I like. But you have typhoid. You have typhoid, a disease of typhoid. I give you pakora and all this ghee. You'll be dead. So that pakora will become poison and kill you. So this is the wealth of the disciple is the bhajan. You can say the bhajan package or the bhajan shiksha. And he goes, he meets the Gurudev, I'm doing like this, is this right? No, do it like this. Do I have to think of all these things? No, you think of these two. And this way. So this way, he learns what he has to learn, or she, whomever, from the Guru. And then that's my inner life, that's my spiritual life, that's the wealth, my pranadan, my guru, the treasure of my life is my guru. So now that goes on. But decision making is that you pray to Paramatma, to Yudhishthira, Radha and Krishna, you pray to Guru, and then you go forward. It's a very rather ambiguous question, so it's hard to give a very specific answer. Order the guru. When do you know? When can you modify? You know what order about what? I mean, you go to the doctor and say I'm really sick. He said, what's wrong? He said, I don't know. Everything, everything's wrong. So he has to make some diagnosis, and then he has to zero in on exactly what is your malady, what is your problem. Then he gives the appropriate medicine. So you're asking a serious and important, meaningful question to you all. I believe that, I accept that, but it's not so clear in its presentation. I mean, it's language, Russian translation. It's nobody's fault. It's just a lack of clear communication due to different brains and different languages. Is that what you are? Questions answered? Yes, I don't want to talk more, or yes, it's answered.